at all, especially for children, because lead is a substance that bioaccumulates in the body, which means that it stays and it builds up over time.
Right.
So ongoing exposure, even at low levels, can become toxic. So, you know, the younger you are, you don't want this beginning. They used this whole lead scheme. Years ago, they started this where they were talking about lead-based paint. And they tried to come out and act like they cared about children. Because, you know, you want to get someone to believe something, just say the children are at risk. So they started saying that children were licking the walls and eating paint chips, which is ridiculous. Now, I've never in my life witnessed a shout out to Jeff Barwick. He covered this earlier. I've never witnessed a child ever sitting there eating paint chips, ever. I don't know anyone who has. I don't know of it being on film. You know, it's that rare of a thing. So why all of a sudden did your government say, oh, we care about the children? All of a sudden, they're eating paint chips, so everyone should stop using lead-based paint. Why? Why did they scare the crap out of everybody and remove the lead-based paint primarily from the market? Because they can't see through your lead-based paint with their technology. They can't spy on you from satellites and drones into your home. They also can't get the frequencies that they want to get into your home when you use that. You see? These are facts, Jack.
It is. It's true.
So, you know, I don't trust none of these agencies that, again, tried to lock us all down, mass inoculate us, have participated in all kinds of false flag events. Anytime they act like they care, you better start looking at things a little closer.
Yeah, you better investigate that real close.
Anyhow, heads up there, and I got one more here. Big news here across the country. They're saying that man-made chemicals that have been around for decades are all of a sudden being regulated by the EPA. Again, another corrupt government agency here, Alphabet Gang, that decides, oh, you know, after all these decades of everyone taking in all these toxic chemicals that you can never get out of your system because they can be around for thousands and millions of years. That's why they're called forever chemicals. They're just now regulating them. These are also known as PFAS. We'll play a little bit of this right here so you guys get an idea what's going on.
Man-made chemicals have been around for decades.
Well, today, the EPA rolled out the first regulations against the chemicals commonly called PFAS. Limits on forever chemicals in our drinking water is the big story today.
Today, the president finalized the first ever national drinking water standard for PFAS. Those include perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances. The standards are designed to help protect up to 100 million people from exposure. PFAS are also called forever chemicals because they can take more than 1,000 years to break down. They've been linked to various health problems, including liver damage, thyroid disease, even cancer. The Biden administration's announcement will devote an additional $1 billion to help every state and territory fund PFAS detection and treatment systems to meet these new standards.
For the first time in decades, we're setting...
All right, so, as he just said, for the first time in decades, these are the first words that this dude right here just said. And I'm not even going to play anymore. It's like an 8-minute long thing. You guys get the point here. The dangerous chemicals in the water.
A whole lot more,
period. And the government's just now deciding it's time to limit them. Oh boy, oh boy. It's time to start catching your own water, if you can. Get a plan to do it, if you care. Trying to clean it the best that you can. And using that. Because I don't trust nothing. I mean, unless you got a well. If you got your own well, and that's depending on where you're at as well. The area, the region, and how clean it is. Water coming from any city source is highly suspect because you're allowing someone else to control a vital resource that you need, that you're consuming. A lot of people drinking right out the tap, believe it or not, because they have no choice, no other way to get water. Everyone's showering, using their showers and their bathtubs, right? In this water, you can keep trying to ignore it if you want. Act like it's not happening, but it is. Every single one of you getting your water from the local municipality that's being controlled by a government source. Really, I think that this, a lot of power should fall back into the state's hands. It should be their call on this. And they should be proactive. They shouldn't wait for the federal government to come around saying something, to do something. For instance, here in my state, recently they did away with any kind of mandates on fluoridation. And they're like, look, it doesn't need to be in the water. Fluoride doesn't. So we're making sure that it's not in everyone's water, that you're not being forced to have to use it, which is good that they woke up and seen this, because many other states and even your federal government, they're not going to say these things. So to see them limit the amount of man-made chemicals here in water makes me think several different things, but one, it's getting so out of control that they're at a point where they have to do something. But then I think it's way too late. How long have you been bathing in and drinking and all this other stuff? This water, it's everywhere. I mean, even if you're catching and cleaning your own water, some of these things are going to be everywhere. You just can't escape it. That's how bad the pollution's gotten around the planet. With all this stuff, these microplastics and all that stuff, man, but it's causing some health issues for sure, of which I don't even think they're beginning to admit. They never do, but until it's too late. Yeah, I saw that one, figured I'd share it with you guys. They're going to limit the chemicals in your water. They all of a sudden care. I'm not sure how they're going to go about doing this. They may use other chemicals to do it.
Sure they will.
Yeah, there's always fine print. You gotta watch and read there.
Might be worse than what you had in there before.
And I don't know about you, but anymore, a lot of the people around me seem to notice that when you get a couple clear, beautiful days out there, which are rare, you may notice that behind it, here comes the jets, spraying the skies. They've been doing this for years. Years and years. Well, this not-so-secretive experiment out of San Francisco is kind of publicly... I'm wondering if they're trying to seed this into the minds of the masses mainstream here, because they're admitting they're shooting aerosols into the sky over San Francisco to increase the cloud cover, to block out the sun. And I know so many people out there, and we were one of them, we were trying to catch the eclipse, and it was supposed to be a rainy day. God opened up the sky to blueness, and there it was. Just for a bit, but like the first shots, there come a jet right through the sun, dropping a chemtrail.
Here and comes the jets with the chemtrails. Here comes the jets.
They were going
the
literally
jets,
right between the people on the ground and the sun, dropping a thick, thick film. Some shots shoot X's. Like they were literally trying to block it all out. And we're going to see some crazy images here in a minute. Well, at least one is pretty crazy. When they admit this, it feels to me a bit like when they came out years ago and they were admitting about doing just this, aerosol spraying. And it's not to to me, at all a secret. It's kind of known knowledge if you go looking. You can see the insides of these aircraft that are equipped with all the sprayers, with all the nozzles. You can see the video clips of these idiots flipping it on the ground before they even take off, accidentally hitting the wrong button. Oh, what was that? I thought it was condensation at however many thousand feet, you dumbasses, right? No, they're spraying us like cockroaches. They have been. And if you've just been ignoring it, well, you're just
better wake up.
Because it's rather obvious. It's not just normal, everyday planes doing this. And even if it was, dude, don't you think there's something wrong with that? That level of toxic crap being dumped on you? Say, oh, it's nothing. Like, dude, that is why I just distance myself from stupid people. Because they're that much closer to death because of their ignorance.
Well, you realize that when they dump this stuff on the ground, this cocktail, it's going into your food and things that you grow in your own gardens. That's why you might want to move your stuff inside if you tend to want to have an indoor garden. You know, one that you, in a bonnet garden that you grow inside if you have a Florida room or something. Then you won't have to worry about all this poison and microplastic dumping that gets on the food, because even though you rinse it off, you don't get it all off. You might get a lot of it off, but you still ingest a lot of it too, because it sticks and gets into the food in places where you can't rinse it off with soap and water, you know, a mild soap and water solution, and then rinse it off, like most people do these days. So, you know, it's just something to think about, folks. He's right about that. And we don't know how far it's going. And not only that, it's getting into the soil where you plant it if you do it outside. So, you know, it's causing a lot of toxicity in the soil too. But that's all by design, because they don't want people to grow anything, because they want you to buy that poisonous stuff at the stores, you know, where you buy it at the shopping store, where the place where you go. All right, back to the show. Gabu in the house.
Or what I call deadly dumb. For real. I've experienced it out here. You don't want to be around them. And you want to cut all the negative energy away from you anyway. Because all it's doing is bringing you down, and it's also bringing their negative karma to you.
Right.
Unless you want to take that on. Anyhow, I've been seeing the spraying for years and years and years, and it's been no secret on what they're doing. They're using different metals that they're dropping on us, mixed in with coal ash. That's the dispersal agent, so to speak. That's really what you're seeing up there is coal ash. That's spreading out and fanning out in the sky. It's also known. They carry this by the truckload to these places. It's all on film. It's all known as well. Okay, so, you know, it's just like Area 51. We all know it's going on, but officially they're going to say, no, it ain't. But we know it's there. Hell, I've gone there and seen it with my own eyes. So, you know, this is an operation, is what it has been this whole time. Remember back when I was just getting started on Twitter, man, makes me think of an old channel that was around that I don't see anymore. It was Operation Chemtrails. On Op Chemtrails, they're probably buried in the dungeon of censorship like I am, if they're still doing anything. But if you guys see this, man, take pictures. Share it. You know, like, look at the operation today. I just want to throw this one out there because, hey, they're admitting it's happening. It's like, oh, hey, look. You know, they actually admitted to this one. You know? The details were held back to avoid public backlash. It's really, in the end, all they care about.
Yeah.
Because when the sheep finally wake up, like, oh, it's just a conspiracy. And they're like, no, like, it's real. We're doing this to block out the sun. And see, Bill Gates and company, they've all admitted this too.
They have a huge agenda
to try to do just that. And how are they going to do it? Just like this.
Yep, that's how they're doing
it. Just like this.
Spray it out of planes.
To block out the sun. So,
jets. go high up there.
Trying to block out the sun by overhead some lab somewhere. They're trying to create an artificial sun. Right? You know. It's
that stuff out everywhere.
It's crazy, crazy world here. I'm gonna keep it pushing. Yeah, and thank you, E-Fits. Again, thank you to everybody out there that shares the stream. Appreciate it to the fullest.
You're welcome, dude. You're welcome. Keep it up.
And this, give a shout out on this one here to Danny out of Texas. And if you guys got anything you want to get to me, tag me on Twitter, or you can email me, dabu7@yahoo.com. Do my best to get in line up here. This one is out of California, and this is actually an update on the Northrop Grumman website itself. And it's interesting because when you go over to these places, to the websites themselves, sometimes these guys start talking about what they're working on. Many times you won't get this because they're under tight lip. They're under a contract with the government where they can't say a word about anything that they're doing. It's all secret. Top, super top secret most of the time. But they're openly, and I believe that this is going down the avenue of the Space Force and all the space stuff. They're talking about how they've been selected by DARPA, another alphabet gang of the government, military branch.
Yep.
They've been selected to further develop the concept of building out a moon-based railroad network.
Hmm.
It's part of a 10-year
project.
Luna 10 lunar architecture capability study. Now, the moon obviously got a lot more going on with it than what we're being told. It's pretty fascinating when you think about it all in all. Everything out there that's is kind of waiting to be proved or disproved. You know what I'm saying? Still, by us, like we the people. I can't wait till we can get our own satellite up there. Hell, just a really good balloon. Get it up in the subspace, loaded with cameras. Live, if we could. Come on.
Streaming.
It's been a dream for years. This was the cheapest way to pull it off. But we would see what's going on. Wouldn't have to worry about anything getting censored or anyone lying or covering up anything. We would see for ourselves with 20 cameras on a balloon going up into subspace.
As they jam the
especially
cameras.
With the brand new ones. The new ones that can go way up there.
Yeah, they can.
The biggest problem is always tracking down after it pops where the footage goes, the SDs and all that. But if you've got trackers on it, geolocation, you can go track it down. Unless it's it falls in the ocean. Sinks to the bottom of it. Better off if it hits land. It's a tricky game. But that's your best bet. As us free humans down here. If you want the truth. To get a space weather balloon. High dollar one. Load it with cameras. Live cameras. And send that thing up. I always thought Upper Canada, Greenland. Because I want to see what's up there. I want to see the hole in the pole. I want to see what's going on up there, what they won't let no one see. What they won't let no ships traverse through. There is a real oceanic depression up there. It's very real. You can look it up, not conspiracy. Yeah, I want to see what's going on up there. We know with our own eyes that we can put a lot of things to rest. Improve other things. And until you do it, it all remains questionable, right? So, the moon is one thing that we can all see with our eyes. It has an influence here on this planet tidally. With the ebbs and flows of everything, because it's locked into a position. I mean, it's so precisely 400 miles. Or it's like 400 times smaller or something than the sun, but sets it at a distance of 400 times away, perfect for an eclipse at our observation. You know, like crazy astronomical numbers. To me, the moon is not something that formed after the collision of a planet and all this crap. They're trying to feed you. I feel that it is a highly advanced structure that watches our every move. That is tied into to this planet. It's the way that it is. Maybe even to help it function, like I said, tidally. Everything. With the way that it works. To me, it's artificial. It's not the solid rock. You better know that. It's hollow, and we do know that. Because some of these experiments that they pull off, they can't hide from the world. Because some people are paying attention and got a brain. You know, when they smack things into the moon, other people grab their instruments and they focus it on the moon to listen and see what they hear. And instead of hearing a thud, the many times they've done this, the moon rings like a bell, like it's hollow. And that's what I believe it is, because that's what they've proven it is. Thus far. You can have friendly debates about this all night long. Healthy discussions. I advise don't lose friendships over it. There's psyops tied in all this stuff, just like the first lunar landing, which, when you look back at the footage and all this crap, we can all, I think most people can agree it was a psyop in itself.
Stage wasn't on the moon.
China, whether a human has been to the moon or not, China has got technology there. And whether you can get life through Van Allen belts and a firmament and all this other stuff is one thing. But the technology, they surely can.
Yep.
Life, I don't know. It seems that's the questionable thing. But they got the jade rabbit on the back of the moon. They've got it on the moon. It's been taking pictures. And China's just been said to be operating, doing all kinds of stuff on the backside of the moon. All meanwhile, your government is pushing psyops on the people around you to make people think that the moon and the sun are both within our atmosphere, within this planet.
That's not true.
It has damaged them so bad.
But
that they can't
try hard to make
they can't even
that.
Grasp what's really going on up there. But that's very real. I'm going to show you some stuff. The psyops run deep. This government will do whatever to dismantle hardcore truth and to try to hide it. I'm going to dive more into that here in a little bit, but I thought that was, at some point, and I said this before, just as I said with the balloon earlier, some of you guys out there got money. Some of you guys out there got a telescope. Well, start using it. Start doing something. Okay? And start helping the community here. Start locking on to these launches of Elon Musk, since they're happening like every other day now, that are going to the moon. All these, anything going to the moon, track it. Watch it with your telescope. You should be able to track it all the way to where it lands and never lose it. Never lose sight of it. See, these are simple things. These are things that if I just had the money to do it, I'd don't be doing it. Try to put these things to bed. Okay? You kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. If it disappears somewhere along the way or bounces off the firmament, well, we're going to see it then, right? We're going to prove and disprove things by doing these things. Simple things. By simply watching it all the way to the moon. To know that, okay, we just watched it from take off from here to there, so we know this much. You feel me? So everybody's just sitting around, bumping a log. You're about out of time. They're about to put everybody in the dark. Your days of ever doing all this research are going to end. We live through an era where you had a chance to go online and to get all this information. As everyone's seeking right now. It's going to end in the offing with these great events. And just to get back online and access information like this, you're going to have to jump through the hoops. and participate, be a part of their beast system, just to access anything. And it's going to be so censored, so watered down. Any of the real truth is going to be erased. Unless good people win this fight, which I don't see happening personally. I know there's good people out there, but there's just not enough, and there's not enough doing enough of anything. Evil's just running rampant, and I just see it's got to be high, the Most High, as I see it, Yeshua, Jesus coming back and going to light this place on fire. It's prophecy. I believe in it. I don't care if I die in it. You know, it's the end time. Oh, well, how'd you think you were going to go out in the end? In that last run, huh? When this whole thing goes down. I want to light this place up and serve karma to these cockroaches, these demons, these djinn that have done all this, these terror. I want him to do exactly as the book says, separate the wheat from the tare. And I want to be here to see it. You dig? And we are on the doorstep of it. I believe that this eclipse was an omen. I really do. I believe it was a massive omen, a sign. It told you to use the sun, the moon, the stars as signs, specifically.
Yep. Bible talks about that.
I find it crazy that that book, that 1800s Bible, that spoke about April 8th and all that, and Jesus, and then him, when they killed him, crucified him, and the eclipse that took place, and all that. There's no coincidence, man. Also, I gotta throw out there that in 1811, there was a great eclipse that crossed the United States. And it was within 3 months that the biggest earthquakes that ever rocked the United States happened. History tends to repeat itself here. Let me jump here into space weather. I want to point out a couple things here. The comet that I'm about to bring up here is not the Devil Comet. It's still way out there doing its thing. Probably won't be mentioned again. I don't know, unless it does something crazy and brightens up as it reaches perihelion. If it becomes visible by the naked eye, then you'll hear more talk of it. But we had a sun diver here during the eclipse. You don't usually catch all this stuff in one frame in this short window of time. But they did. They caught this Akruts Group comet disintegrating, diving in toward the sun, as you can see right here, during totality. So that was pretty cool. That's a cool shot, man. An eclipse is a rare thing, man. And to be able to see a full eclipse is very rare. Like I said, I didn't expect to see nothing. We were 90%. I seen it with my own eyes. It was like 95. It was almost totality. I mean, just where I'm at. And we almost missed it, but God opened up the skies, man. And had slight cloud cover. And it was perfect because it was just enough to be able to see it perfect and have no glasses or nothing else. You could just see it. It looked like the crescent of Islam is what it looked like. It's what it looked like. Crazy enough. And there's been talk about that. That's exactly what it is. It's not a moon in a phase. You're actually looking at the eclipse. An annular eclipse at that. I don't know. This one brought about a lot of interesting things. Before I get on to showing you some images, I got to say, look at this. This is impact. Okay? Within the next 24 hours, on April 11th, 2024, we are expecting an object in the diameter. It is rather small, 3 meter diameter. Coming in at a decent velocity here, but it says 0 LD. So what that means is there's a chance for impact with this object, 2024 GJ2. When I looked at it, they just picked this thing up, like, they've got like two observations, on one from the 9th, one from the 10th, and it's due to hit on the 11th. I mean, this, imagine, this is a big dog creeping up out of nowhere. But yeah, this one's gonna impact somewhere. If you guys see any fireballs, hear of any fireball stuff, let me know. It was just last year, the year before, we had several different events. Fireball came down, impacted the ground in India, left a hole in the ground. It was pretty crazy. And then in California, I think it was Cali, it was here in the United States, one came down, hit someone's house, hit a guy's porch, and like burnt it down. That's two documented events of strikes that have impacted. So, yeah, sometimes these rocks can hit the roof of your house and just, it's like somebody threw it up there. They're coming in so soft. People felt rocks, space rocks, on their roofs before. Other times they just come ripping through the house. They're coming in at such a velocity. This one, as you can see, at 14 is higher than the velocity of all these other ones here. Most of them. We'll see. You guys see anything again? Dabu7yahoo.com. And check this out. Blow this up. This is someone that used infrared. They were, I guess, using one of these apps on their phone during the eclipse with the moon and the sun. And you can see the chemtrail in the sky in the background. It's pathetic. Pathetic. The future's going to look back in time. And they're going to be like, why in this window of like 100 years was there this all these things in the sky? Look at this. There is some kind of madness going on here. They don't know what it was. A lot of people put filters to it. They don't believe that it's fake. They believe that this dude caught something. Call it a UFO. Call it, some suggested, is it a rocket body he caught in the frame? Other people are like, man, like, this is just crazy. Whatever it is. It's there. It's massive. And it's right there. In the eclipse. As it was going down, he caught this. Using the infrared. There was no image shared showing this with just regular photography. So it makes you wonder what else was there that people could have seen in just a different light. A spectrum. For real. Now, when I first started to see this going down, I knew the eclipse was happening because I knew that I could see the sun. It was peeking out, going in and out of clouds. And when I was trying to film it with my phone, you couldn't tell nothing. You really couldn't tell nothing. But then I noticed the lens flare. I looked at my lens flare and I was like, hold on, it looks like a little, just like this one. It looked a little bit, was bitten out of it, like just like that. Just like this. But it was to the side. And I was like, hold up, I caught it in the lens flare. So even though I couldn't see it clearly because of the bright light and everything, I could see it in the lens flare. And I kept this, anytime the sun would peek out, I'd snap a shot and I'd try to look at the lens flare. And the lens flare was showing me it was getting more and more and more. And I was just like, oh crap. And that's how I knew. That's how I tracked it the whole time. It's a little tip for anyone 20 years from now that's going to see the next one. Anyone that lives to see it. Or if you're somewhere else and you get a chance to see it outside of the United States. There's one. I shared, I think, a couple different ones. I know some cats on the crew caught some good shots. I know Tooch. It's live right now over on D-Live and on Rebel. He caught some good shots from the Ozarks area. A totality. The best that I've seen out of our whole crew. I think he was, like, centered in totality better than anybody with clear skies. He got a shot that it reminded me of that. Right there, without the flag in the way. But yeah, just a really good totality shot. And you could see people here. Again, you couldn't see it in the sky. There's some cover of people watching it on the screen. So my lens flare looked. That's how I was tracking it, just like that. If you're fortunate enough to have the right technology out there, I mean, this is a heck of an experience. If you get with the right technology and you're able to look at the sun, you really do not ever want to be looking at the sun, period, through a telescope. If the telescope is hooked up to a TV or a screen, that's different. And that's what a lot of people are doing to get away with this. But you don't want to go looking, putting your eye into the eyepiece on a telescope, looking at the sun to capture this event at all. I mean, if you're doing that, the first rays of light crack around the other side of the eclipse there and catch your eye, it fry it in a heartbeat. That's why they say don't do it. You got to be very careful. These are just awesome shots. That's probably... that right there is the best all-around series of shots there, taken out of Bloomington. A composite put together here to show this. I thought that was a really good one right there. It showed it, man. Totality is something else. I seen it even closer than that one. That's what I was talking about, looking like the crescent moon of Islam. That's probably one of the better shots right there, totality too. So yeah, man, tag me if you guys got good shots. Love to see them. Any amazing, beautiful shots out there. So as I said earlier, in 1811, I believe it was September, there was an eclipse. 3 months later, December 16th, 1811, the first of the big New Madrid earthquakes hit. So I just want to point that out because correlations with things were overdue. They say it's supposed to hit like every 200 some years. It's been that. And they say, you know, within the continental United States here, it was the biggest series of earthquakes that's ever hit. Rang church bells in Boston. They felt it in the White House. They felt it all over, everywhere. It caused massive damage, more than what I think people can even imagine. There were complete towns, like the town of New Madrid itself, gone, decimated, wiped out, gone, like didn't exist anymore. It's crazy. These quakes that took place, they filled the air with a loud noise, almost like a dungeon or something like opening up. I mean, this is the record of it. They also said a foul stench came about in the air. There was also mysterious flashes of light that were going on with all this. Now, some people don't realize that some of these areas were covered with rising warm water. They came up and it shifted the whole region. There's one huge lake that's still there today that was created by this whole event. It created a floodplain and also caused the Ohio River to go backwards. It started to go backwards. A few guys survived this on the Ohio River and lived to tell the tale, so to speak, of how crazy this was. But the ground starts to shake, you know, in this area, and the New Madrid started to have liquefaction take place around it. And sand started to shoot up through the clay and all the dirt. And this created these crazy-ass fountains of liquefied sand that they call sand blows. They're like volcanoes. They start coming up out of the earth. Out of nowhere. It's crazy. And this really happened. This shaped the western part of my state here of Kentucky. Actually, a portion of western Kentucky lurched upward, raising itself up into a dome. This uplift is still visible today. That's how dramatic these earthquakes were, okay, back then. If it happened like this right now today, it would down the Mississippi and Ohio River, would literally come unzipped like a zipper. All the bridges would fall. But all that infrastructure that's rotting anyway makes you wonder what they're waiting for. It would decimate this country.
It would.
It would decimate it. It would tear it in two, literally.
Yes.
If it happened again. And it's going to.
Or Yellowstone.
The question of if, but when, is there warning?
Yeah.
So, what this also did that people don't realize is it opened up massive cracks and fissures. Massive cracks and fissures. And the story of Davy Crockett and his hunting dogs in 1826, they were chasing a bear through rough terrain in West Tennessee, and it was through some of these cracks. And they talk about how he stumbled through earthquake cracks. They were much more pronounced back then after the event, with that collapsing and filling in and flattening out over time. You know, the earth ripped open. And across a lot of these areas, they had to down trees. It just so happened that a lot of these earthquake cracks opened up running north to south. Okay? They dropped the trees running west to east to be able to cross the cracks that opened up all over the place. It's crazy. They tell a story of Davy Crockett fighting a bear in an earthquake crack. It's pretty crazy. Then, here's another one here that talks about this. It says that December 16th, 1811 through March of 1812, there were over 2,000 earthquakes that hit there. So it wasn't just these few big ones. There were thousands that took place connected to this. It was a huge event. Okay? Oh my gosh. They said that it was 2,000 earthquakes in the central Midwest and between 6,000 and 10,000 earthquakes in the Boot Hill of Missouri.
Wow.
Where New Madrid is located. It's actually Kentucky. There's a little keyhole. It's not even, I've showed it in other videos. When you get to the westernmost part of Kentucky, they get to Kentucky. It's what we call the keyhole. And that's where New Madrid sits. The land there is so crazy and distorted and wild. And you can tell something happened. It was these quakes, man. Look at this. This is how it went. In December 16th, 1811, a magnitude 8.1 on the Richter scale hit. Then, January 23rd of the following year, 1812, a 7.8 hit. And then, the biggest yet, on the third earthquake, it was February 7th, 1812. It was as large as 8.8 magnitude.
Wow.
Potentially. The third one being the biggest in the series of them. So, amen. You can see here the Mississippi ran backwards. The force of the land 15 miles south of New Madrid created what is now Real Foot Lake. It drowned the entire inhabitants of the village there. And it made it flow backwards. Took out thousands of acres of virgin forest. And created two temporary waterfalls in the area. I mean, sand boils. Seismic tar balls coming up out of the sand boils. Warm water. Earthquake lights that are attributed to the quartz crystals in the ground being squeezed and broken. It's called seismoluminescence. Earthquake smog. The skies turned dark. So dark that lighted lamps would not light or help. The air smelled bad. It was hard to breathe. It was like the gates of Hades was open. The locusts were released, you know. Literally, loud thunder and explosions accompanied the earthquakes. Almost like a volcanic explosion, man. And the animals went crazy. So just remember that if you're in the Midwest. You ever suspect earthquake may be about to happen, your animals start going crazy. Yeah, and it's just something I figured I'd throw out there because I think we're about to witness something in due time. Don't have a crystal ball, but I'd say easy within the next decade, a big earthquake's going to hit the U.S. It's going to be the West Coast, the New Madrid, one of the two, West Coast, New Madrid, take your pick. Either one would be devastating. If you're San Andreas, Juan de Fuca. Got a couple options there. Also a couple volcanic options. Mount St. Helens and others there on the west coast of the United States. They could just come alive. Now, I'm going to switch it up here. We'll be at the top of the hour already. We'll load up a chest. Throw 1,000 in it. All my people. On D-Live, open it up in just a minute. Much love to everybody over there. Climate change. Massive scam, we all know it. But the world government and the WHO are trying to go after certain countries. Now they're targeting Switzerland. And they're saying that Switzerland violated human rights by not tackling climate change quickly enough. So because they didn't do it quick enough and, like, you know, immediately, right when they said and go along with the agenda, they're now attacking them and blaming them. Which is crap. And it's crazy because when it comes to this whole scam, as this next one shows, islands that climate change alarmists like Al Gore, all them goons would say would be gone by now. Like, they're going to disappear because rising sea levels. Well, that's just not the case.
Nope.
Sure is not. Some places, a lot of places are different. Some places are going to sink into the sea. Some places are going to rise.
They all told a big lie.
They're saying that they have found what is the equivalent of the shorelines of 13,000 islands around the world growing.
Yeah.
And a lot of this happening in the island regions, the Maldives, where these islands are growing, actually. And it's like, what? Tennessee made climate change illegal? Well, that's great. Hallelujah. That's fabulous. My state did something similar. They warned the banks. All the big banks, Chase, all the big ones, that if they wanted to play that game and go along with the climate change crap, they could pack their bags and get out. But we don't need your business. We'll use another bank. Well, I tell you what, at least I know Chase Bank in Kentucky bowed down to the state's demands. And I even reported on this, even here recently. Chase Bank told all of them they were getting out of the whole climate change thing, out of their pact, because it was affecting their relationships and their business deals. Chase did. It was an absolutely huge move, because if other people that feel they were forced into it, see a company like Chase breaking away, they're going to try to follow suit. Because some states are just flat out rejecting it. And salutes to those states. Kentucky and Tennessee making moves there in that department. And look, times are getting bad out there. So bad that, like, you can't even go into somewhere called the dollar store anymore and, like, get things that are a dollar.
Nope.
That's, like, long gone. Like, I remember it wasn't too long after the dollar store opened up, like, I think it was in Everything Was a Dollar. It was the name of the one that I was in. Then I was like, hold on. These items are like already like everything was in a dollar. And the name of the store was Everything Was a Dollar. I was like, this isn't going to last long.
Nope.
So, you know, Dollar Trees, Dollar Generals, all that. They got the dollar in their name, but man, item's definitely not a dollar.
They're going to call them $3, $4. Dollars Trees.
People revolting because items are now like $7. Yeah. $7 items. It's crazy. Some people are like, there's like no way. There's no way. Look at this one. Grocery shopping in Alaska. $10 a loaf of bread. $11 a bag of Doritos. $27 for water. Like, are you kidding me? I'm going to play this video here real quick.
All right, so let's go shopping in Dillingham, Alaska. All right, you can get some donuts. They're only $8. You can get a PB&J, and you're going to go ahead and start out with some $10.59 bread. And you got some peanut butter for $14.89. So if you're balling on a budget, you can always do that. Ketchup is a good $18.79. If you like beans or canned goods, they're just only $8.03.
Wow.
So, that's great.
That's not really asking.
Yeah, $47 for some steak. And if you can do steak and potatoes, let's go ahead and get some $26
potatoes. $26
potatoes. For potatoes.
That's insane.
When I tell you, we would never drink juice in my house. Juice wouldn't even be allowed at this point. Like, we will only be drinking water. So let's go see how much the waters are. You know what? On second hand, we don't need to drink water either. At this point, we can go outside, get a bucket of ice or snow, and we can let it melt, and we will drink a bucket of snow water every day at these prices. Yep. $17 for the cheese. And chips, we won't even know what chips are anymore because they're just not allowed. $11.29 for a bag of chips. Or you could go ahead and get this cute little party tray for $40.99.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? This is just, dude, I'm not going to continue to play it, but you just seen everything from bread to everything. Just insane, astronomical numbers there out of Alaska. And this woman's like, look, chips not even allowed, not even thought of, juice not even allowed. She got the water and said, oh, we're not even buying water because it's 30 some dollars for the water. One little tray of mixed fruit here is $40. Absolutely insane. I'm telling y'all, man, this is what's happening. You know, one of the big bags of potatoes there was like $30. It's insane. So, I mean, you guys could grow those potatoes yourself easy. Just plant them. Let God, Mother Nature, do its thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, tend to it, and you've got it. You save all that money. That's, soon as I check a couple more things off my list here, within the next month or so, a lot of my focus shifts to this, to food growing and all this, and it's going to be that way from here on out. A new way, new locations, trying different methods, doing anything and everything. I've even got, people have no excuse out there, really. I've got these bags, like, you can hang, you get online, you fill with dirt, and they got, like, a this little satchel bottom that, like, slides it, or like it swings open. You fill the whole thing, you grow your potatoes in a window, even if you're in an apartment. And you can just open up this little sash, dig your hand down in there, and you can get the potatoes out when you need to. And you can do this inside of an apartment, anywhere it's got a window.
Yep.
You can stick this thing, hang it in the window, and it's great. It's awesome. So they don't have to be like down in the ground. You don't have to have a yard. You can fill this bag with dirt, really good dirt. Go out and buy you some higher quality if you want. And you can grow the potatoes in one of these window bags.
Mm-hmm. They'll grow too.
Look, it's going to save you money. If not,
they won't be GMO.
Big city prices right there. $10 loaf of bread, 20. Gosh, man. It's pretty crazy. I'm going to go ahead and open up chest over there on DLive. Wish I could give back to everybody, but only DLive allows me to do this. And please do not donate any lemons. I say it all the time. I can't cash them out. I just take whatever I get and give them right back to everybody else out there. If you're looking to support the channel, buy me a coffee. PayPal is the best way to do that. And much love, Hoodie Ross. And a shout out to everybody on that chest over there on DLive. CJ, Brill, Judge Britt, Jay from the Ville, Sonic Cat. Much love to all you guys. I'm going to keep it pushing. China ditching U.S. farmers for Brazilian ones. And guess what this is all over? China is protesting the United States here, so to speak, in this way, because we are stopping them from owning land here. Because GOP and Republican states, so to speak, red states is what they're calling it, Trump-backed type of states, they're stopping China from owning land in their states, which they should, because China would never dare allow you to own anything if you went there. You understand that?
That's right.
Do you understand
that?
Why
are we doing that here?
Yet they've got about over a million troops already split up into here. That's not a conspiracy. It's real. Hope you understand that too. They're here, and they're pissed because states are stifling the game plan here. They won't let them in to build bases and bring in all their trained soldiers, because that's what they are. Coming here, dressed better than people here, I've got iPhones that people can't even afford.